Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Daily Digits of June 14th. We're going to be talking about some great uniform numbers today. Number 4, number 46, and number 9. Great jersey numbers that happened in history on June 14th. But before we get into the jersey numbers, let's talk about an exciting event that happened. June 14th, 1870, the Cincinnati Red Stockings had their amazing win streak snapped. You see, Cincinnati went undefeated in their first 81 games of the season, going 57-0 in their first season of 1869, and this would be their second season, 1870. The Red Stockings finally lost a game on this day when they fell to the Brooklyn Atlantics by a score of 8-7 in extra innings. They almost got there, and it happened in Brooklyn, New York. Now, June 14th, 1963, a little bit more modern, the New York Mets number 4, Duke Snider, hit his 400th career home run. Snider played the majority of his MLB career, a whole 16 seasons, with the Brooklyn and Los Angeles Dodgers franchise. He played one last season in 1964 with the San Francisco Giants and completed his 18-year career with a total of 407 over-the-wall blasts in the MLB. On June 14, 1965, the Cincinnati Reds pitcher Jim Maloney, number 46 that season, tossed a no-hit wonder against the New York Mets, striking out 18 batters he faced. However, he got no run support, and the Reds and Maloney suffered a heartbreaking 1-0 loss in 11 innings. Oh my gosh, a no-hitter, and you lose 1-0 in 11 innings. Ouch, that is painful to the old offensive bats that they have there. Now over on the football side of things on Pigskin Dispatch for June 14th, we have one Hall of Fame birthday, John Kimbrough. He's a fullback out of Texas A&M from 1938 to 1940. We can get his full story over on Pigskin Dispatch with the daily football history headlines. Some famous birthdays of team sport history happened on this day of June 14th also. Now it's kind of misunderstood which year, but Jack Adams, a great Canadian Hockey Hall of Fame center, either born in 1894 or 1895, we have conflicting reports on there. Another great Hockey Hall of Fame defenseman, Hap Day, was born on this day in 1901. Don Newcomb, the great baseball pitcher in the MLB, was born in Madison, New Jersey in 1926. And in 1939, Tom Matt, the great running back, played in Super Bowl 71 and made it to the Pro Bowl in 1968, was born this day, along with Vince Evans, the great quarterback from USC and played with the Chicago Bears, Oakland Raiders, born in 1955. In 1961, the great basketball NBA star Sam Perkins was born, North Carolina Tar Heel there. 62, Scott Radrick, a great NFL linebacker, Indianapolis Colts, was born in Pittsburgh. And another hockey player, NHL defenseman James Patrick, born in 1963. Jamie Dukes, NFL center for the Arizona Cardinals, born in 64. Ricky Siglar, born in 1966, NFL tackle. Rod Stevens, NFL linebacker, born in 66. And Dedrick Dodge, NFL safety of the 49ers Broncos, played Super Bowl 32, was born this day, 1967. Hope you join us for some more great sports history each and every day on the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast and on jerseydispatch.com, as well as the sportshistorynetwork.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. You get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network. your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.